Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am Carmen, and I'm here with my sparkly junk husband, JD. How you doing, baby?
You forgot good morning.
Oh, well, you know, what the fuck ever. They know when they're listening to us.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. I said, Carmen, do you want to do the open tonight? Because I got a great adjective for me from the show that's coming up. That's what we got.
Sparkly junk.
Sparkly junk. No, I wanted you to do the whole sparkly.
Sparkly.
There you go.
Can we do it again?
No, you're fine. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to go over a couple of stories that we forgot to tell you about Desire last week, because we just did. I don't know how. Yeah, we were tired.
Yeah.
I'm old. I forget
shit. We had a lot to remember.
We did. Got a lot of stuff coming up that we're going to tell you about as well, because we actually booked three separate things this weekend. So we've got friends coming to visit. We're going to visit some friends, and we got our airline tickets for Meeches, which, by the way, we're up to three couples going to Meeches in April.
Woohoo!
It's a takeover. Midwest Menage a Trois takeover.
Don't say that, because the last takeover got canceled.
I know. Anyway, so we will fill you in on all that stuff coming up as well. But first, let's get back to Desire RM. You guys know we were down there a couple weeks ago. We forgot a couple of great stories, so we thought we'd include them in the show here tonight.
So...
As I mentioned in the last show, we actually spent a lot of time hanging out at CC's Beach Bar this time around. And one of the very early times we were there, it must have been because I still had shorts on at this point.
I think it was
midweek somewhere.
Night two?
Yeah, I don't know. It was early.
Yeah.
So we're down at CC's and we're just hanging out, and we're actually talking to a wonderful woman from, I think, Minnesota. Her husband was up taking a nap, so we were chatting with her for a while. And the bar was filling up, but there you could see there was a group kind of. So if you've never been to CC's, it's a giant square bar. The bartender's in the middle, and then there's four sides to this bar. We were sitting on one corner, and all right, is it kitty corner? Is it catty corner?
Either way,
diagonally across from us, there is a group of people, and I'm guessing there's, I don't know, three or four couples there at the time, and you can tell they're having a good time.
Yeah,
they're having fun. So we're just sitting there and chatting, and pretty soon you see two of the ladies from those couples take off around the bar, one going one direction and the other one going the other direction, and they're stopping at every couple or, you know, all the people sitting at the bar. Didn't think much of it. Somehow they managed to meet up exactly at me.
I think it was planned.
I don't know. I'll take it. So they explain that they have been dared. They have to touch every penis at the bar. I think there was some probably preliminary rubbing going on, and then they realized, oh, maybe we should ask permission. And they asked you and asked
well,
me.
Well, no, the one girl lost the bet because she stopped to ask, so she didn't get to touch you first because she asked and the other one did not.
Okay.
Yes.
So, of course, permission was granted, and the ladies, one of them stayed on top of the shorts, the other one did not. She went right in, which, who cares?
Right.
It was fun. So that was interesting. And as we're sitting there, they go back over to their side, and we're continuing our conversation with the Minnesota lady and talking to some other people that had stopped by. And one of the ladies comes up again and says, can I put glitter on your balls? No, she asked you first. Can I put glitter on your husband's balls? To which you replied,
that's up to him.
So I said, sure, why not? When in Rome, huh?
Right.
So she took down my shorts and proceeded to paint my balls purple.
You pulled down your shorts.
Well, how else she's going to get to my balls?
Yeah, but she had a vial of regular craft purple glitter that she has sprinkled all over. And of course, it's warm and humid outside, so it all just stuck.
It did. And let me, I should back up a little bit. First of all, not that it's a big deal and I'm hung up on looks, but this chick was cute.
Right.
She was super cute. So of course you can play with my balls if you want to.
Yeah, so she glittered your balls.
Yep. And then she went back to her side, and at some point somebody came up and said, oh, I got to see the glitter balls. So I had to show them.
And he was fully glittered, like head to toe in green. And I was feeling left out. So I lifted up at the point. I think this, we might have like gone back to the room or something. And so we had like thrown on clothes.
Yeah.
And
I don't remember
just,
if we,
yeah,
why
we
were
swung
clothed,
back
we
down. Were. But I lifted up my cover up,
mm-hmm.
which was just a crocheted cover up.
Right.
And I hugged him because I wanted him to share the wealth. So I was covered in green. You showered yours off before we went to the hot tub.
Yeah, because it's that time of the afternoon. We're like, all right, let's all go to the hot tub now. CC's is closing because they close down at 4:30. And I'm like, oh, honey, we got to go to the room first. I am not walking into the hot tub looking like Barney just gave me a blowjob.
Right.
My balls were purple at that point.
And I did not shower, and it did not even come off in the
hot tub.
In the jacuzzi. I had to like stand there and kind of like scrape at it a little bit to get that shit off.
It's pretty sticky.
Yeah.
So I had to share that story. I thought it was freaking hilarious. And it's the kind of thing that only would happen at Desire.
Right. You got glitter balls.
And probably at Desire RM, to be more specific. One other thing I did want to bring up about our trip that we did not talk about last time is actually the same girl who glittered my balls. Her husband got bit by a mosquito.
Uh-huh.
Now, we've been to Mexico, I don't even know how many times, numerous. We've been to the Dominican Republic. We've been to Haiti. We've never had a problem with bugs. We used to take bug spray. I don't know that we even take it anymore, do we?
I didn't. This was the first time I did not take it because we've never used it.
We've never used it. Never had an issue. He ended up getting bit by a mosquito. And do you remember what it was that he contracted? It was a flu of some kind.
Dengue fever
he got from this mosquito. It laid him out for the better part of a day. And even after that, he was kind of slow moving.
Yeah.
So I guess a word of caution. I'm shocked it's never affected us. We've never been bitten by a bug down there.
Uh-uh.
Never had an issue. Maybe we're just not sweet enough. But we saw it firsthand that it can happen, and be prepared. Be cautious, I guess. Take some bug spray with you.
Yeah, if you see some mosquitoes. They did a really good job, though. Every evening-ish, they would come around and spray the entire property. They would fog the whole property.
Yep, they fogged everything. He actually did go to, they have a doctor on staff at Desire, so he actually went and saw them. And unfortunately, with whatever this was, I've never even heard of dengue fever. I don't know what it is. But anyway, apparently there's not much they can do for it. It's just got to run its course.
Advil.
Yeah, so I felt terrible for him, but they're locals down there. They actually moved from the U.S. down to Cancun, and they both work remotely, so they go to Desire all the time. So
right.
He'll have other weekends.
Of course.
So yeah, just a little word of caution. If you guys are headed down there, be careful, I guess.
Yeah.
Never occurred to me.
Pack a bug spray.
We always packed it and never used it.
Yep.
So I think we'll probably use it from here on out.
Well, or just have it in case they don't spray.
Yeah, yep. All right. Well, that, I think, is all I wanted to get to for desire.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about next?
Well, we had said, hey, we're going to have a really quiet weekend at home this weekend because we had nothing planned.
And we've pretty much been traveling the entire month of November. So, yeah, we're just going to chill.
December 1st, we're like, yep, we're chilling this weekend. Friday night, we're doing nothing. Saturday, we're going to do nothing. Sunday, we're going to do nothing.
And while we were at Desire, we decided to explore some options when it comes to travel. Mainly because this time, for whatever reason, the earliest flight we could get out of Chicago to Cancun was 9 a.m., which didn't put us at Desire RM until 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
It was late. That's never happened at RM before. We're always there pretty early. We're usually there around lunchtime.
If not earlier, yeah.
It happened to us in the Dominican Republic, too, when we went there. And that's just because it's such a much longer flight, and then you've got the car ride. We didn't get to the resort until 6
damn
o'clock.
Near 4.
Oh, I thought it was later.
Oh, somewhere
it was dinner time when we got there. I know that's the first thing we did was we went to the restaurant and had dinner. So we started talking, and we've always heard of people doing this. They'll fly in the night before and just stay at a cheap hotel somewhere. So we started talking about that because we are going back to Meeches in April. We're like, well, should we do that? That way we could get to Desire at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning and have our whole day there.
Right.
So we were discussing it, and of course we're traveling with other people, so we had to have a meeting and make sure that's cool with everybody. But also, I think part of it is my wife, God bless her soul, she gets very, very nervous when travel plans aren't finalized. And we have the resort booked. We did not have airline tickets yet. So in our nice, quiet off weekend, she's like, hey, cherry pie couple, why don't you guys come over and we'll book this, or we'll talk about going the night before and we'll book all the airline stuff.
Right, because while we were at RM, another couple, because we had already booked the hotel while we were at RM, so we had sent our dates to
friends.
You know, yeah, and they said, all right, we're going, and they had booked. So, and they booked their flight separate and everything else. So, cherry pie couple, we gotta nail this shit down.
Because Carmen will freak out if we don't.
Well, no, I really wasn't going to freak out. I was going to do it later. But due to vacations and everything else, I needed to know, are we doing...
That was our biggest concern, was are we going to go a day early? Because it does require an extra vacation day from work. You know, we're going to have to leave on a Friday.
Right. And yeah. I was responsible for booking transport. And we said we would book flights for everybody. You know, we were doing all of that stuff, which is completely fine. We've been there before. However, I didn't know what to book if we didn't know what to book. You know, we were going to do VIP again. That was amazing going through customs. But now that we're going in the night before, we're like, well, why spend the $150 a person?
Yeah.
We don't give a shit when we get to a shitty ass hotel.
I could care less when I get to the Sheraton.
Right.
So if I have to stand in a line for an hour, I have to stand in a line for an hour. Who cares? It's not like I'm missing out on Desire. So
right.
Yeah, it'll be a little different this time. We're going to see how it works out. I hope it's going to be fantastic. It'll give us a whole extra day at the resort, and that'll be fantastic. So we'll see.
We'll see.
But yes, that was the start of our really quiet weekend. So they came over Saturday, came over for lunch. We grabbed some lunch and hung out in the afternoon.
Had some whiskeys.
As we were, I don't want to say as we were planning with them, we were contacted by another couple. But it was prior to that. There was a lot of weird stuff in there on when everything happened. But
right.
We got contacted by a couple and said, hey, you want to hang out Saturday night? Now, normally, in this situation, we would say, huh, you know, we just got back from Desire. We're pretty wiped. Let's do it, you know, some other time.
And we had somebody else here.
Yes. However, this couple is a couple that we absolutely adore, and we haven't had any time with them since April.
Yeah. Like just two on two.
Yeah, we've been in party situations with them and stuff. But anyway, the couple we're talking about, you guys know them well. They're the Monroes.
Right.
We literally have not hung out with them on a two-on-two basis since April of this year.
And they actually suddenly had a free weekend, and they're like, we need to get together.
They had a free Saturday night. We had a free Saturday night. It's like, holy shit.
Right.
This and, never happens.
And Cherry Pie Couple had, she had an eye appointment at like 4. So it wasn't like we were kicking them out of our house.
No, not at all. So yeah, absolutely. Get your asses over here. They came over for some dinner. We fired up the pizza oven. That's it. That's how long we haven't seen them. I haven't even cooked them a pizza yet.
I know.
So we fired up the pizza oven. Had some dinner, celebrated Mr. Monroe's birthday a little bit. I got him a bottle of whiskey.
It was very fitting.
Yes. Fit him well.
Very.
Horse Soldier, I think, was the name. Yeah. And then we just kind of hung out for a while and talked and caught up, and it was so nice to do that. And then we got a little frisky.
A little wet?
We had some fun.
Yeah, we have not played with them since April.
Well, I had.
Well, okay, I would say yes.
You did too. Yeah, at Halloween. Or was it Halloween?
But it was, yeah.
In a party situation.
In a party situation. So it wasn't like...
the two-on-two thing.
Yeah, like it's, how we normally do.
It's very different. Yes, it is. In a party
situation.
It was
very divided.
In a party situation, it is very different. You've got all kinds of people around and... everybody's touching everybody, and it can get a little crazy, and you can't just sit. The nice thing is after everything's done, you can just sit and have that conversation for, I don't know, we sat for a long time.
Long time.
Hours. But you can't do that in a party because there's stuff going on.
Right.
And lots
well,
of other people.
Or like you would take, I don't want to say take, but you would be over on one side playing with Mrs. Monroe, and I may be... talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're playing together.
Yeah.
You and me. Like, we're not
right
actively playing at the same moment.
Right. I agree
right
with
there.
That. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very nice that the stars aligned for whatever reason. They were able to come over and we were able to have a little bit of fun. And okay, we had a whole lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun.
And then, yes, we did sit around and shoot the shit for a while and hung out. And I got a little bit of redemption, I think.
You got a lot of redemption.
Well, as you guys know, you listen to the Halloween party. Mrs. Monroe finished me very early at the Halloween party. So I had to repay the favor.
Yeah, I think you did that very well.
I hope so.
Not to give gory details, but you got to try something that you wanted to try.
I've always kind of been fascinated. Carmen loves the double-ended dildo. She's got one. I don't know. This thing's 24 inches long. It's freaking huge. It's like the size of a Cadillac. And she...
but it's not girthy.
No, I'm just giving you shit. She loves using this thing. Actually, you did it a little differently at first. You were... she was on top of you, right? I don't know. You had it like bent up or something.
Yeah, so we brought out the Liberator chair.
Oh, yeah.
And Mrs. Monroe has learned a new trick.
Mm-hmm.
Yay her. Where she can just have an orgasm immediately almost by riding.
Right.
So we tried it with me on the floor and her riding me, which was really a cool sensation for me.
With that thing bent like that?
Well, with it bent, but as she's riding, it's also like hitting your clit.
Oh, okay.
So it was a really cool sensation.
Hmm.
And then that really, the positioning didn't quite work well for her. So I said, let's try the Liberator chair.
Yeah.
So we went over there and she hopped on top and bam. All she wrote.
So I've always had this fantasy, I guess, since Carmen's been, you know, so active with the double ended that I wanted to have that going on two ladies, but I wanted to operate it.
You wanted the control.
Yes. And I got to do that. That was fun.
Yeah. You're like, but my arm got tired.
It did. It's a lot of work, guys.
It's like a shake weight on steroids.
I need to up my gym game a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. And again, with those two, it's always just an amazing time, and so thankful that we finally got to spend a little bit of time with them.
Yeah.
It's only been 6 months.
Way too long.
7 months. So, yeah.
Great time.
That was our weekend.
And then Sunday.
So I mentioned at the top of the show that we were talking about planning stuff. So we talked about planning with Cherry Pie Couple. We got the flights done now. We've got everything booked there. Not the transport yet because we're kind of waiting on something there. But everything else I think is good. We've got the pre-night hotel booked.
Yeah.
We don't have the Park, Sleep, and Fly booked yet.
Can't do that yet. They're running a special that they won't allow you to book it until after January.
Yeah, which is fine.
It's fine.
We know where we're going. So, but that's all. That planning is done. We also kind of finalized plans with Foxy Couple.
Foxy Couple.
Mr. and Mrs. Foxy that we met at Desire are coming to our house. They're going to come and stay with us.
Yeah, they're going to come for, it's vanilla, but Christmas night, well, we don't know depending on when people
leave. Because they're coming a day early.
Oh, they are. Yes, they are.
That's not going to be vanilla.
That's not vanilla.
Matter of fact, they
no out, expectations.
They flat out asked if our hot tub requires swimsuits.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, in that aspect, not vanilla, no expectations, of course.
Of course.
But the Christmas party will be lifestyle couples, but with families.
Yeah.
So. But we're all just going to have a great time.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to hanging out with those guys. They're going to come and stay with us for a couple of nights. That's going to be so much fun. And it's amazing the people you meet on these trips. It has happened to us time and time again. You guys have heard it on the show. Obviously, we've been to Florida several times with the Florida Couple. We've been down there. They've been up here. We've been on the Bliss Cruise with them again. The other couple we met on the very first Bliss Cruise, we've hung out with him as he's had a layover in Rockford.
Right.
You know, it's just weird stuff like that. And then this past Bliss Cruise, we met another couple that we just, for whatever reason, we clicked with them.
Right.
You heard us talk about them. We spent the whole day talking to them in the ocean at Labadee. And actually, now we have something on the books, hard in stone, a date and everything. We're going to go meet them halfway and hang out with them for a night.
Speaking of planning, we need to book our hotel for
that.
Yeah,
we got to book the hotel. So.
It's on the calendar.
It is.
But we have to book the hotel.
So, yeah, looking forward to that one, too. That's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going
to
meet them halfway.
Yeah. And obviously, that's going to be fun. So, they're just cool people.
Very cool people. We really enjoyed hanging with them.
And
so.
We're going to a casino, so Carmen's going to be in heaven.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It'd be all right.
So is that it? I think that brings everybody up to speed. You mentioned on Sunday. We really didn't do much on Sunday other than sit in the hot tub for several hours.
Oh, we finished what we started on.
Yeah, we had our own little fun
on
time.
Saturday night, because you tried to finish with me, but you're like,
too much whiskey.
Too much whiskey. Yep. I'm done. I mean, you had the sensation, but it just was not going to go anywhere.
Yep.
So.
We finished Sunday morning.
We finished Sunday morning. And
finished
it was,
a lot.
It was fun.
It was. And then we sat in the hot tub for a few hours and shot the shit.
And then I think we came in, we had dinner, and I think we actually both fell asleep at like 5 o'clock.
Turned on some horrible movie on Netflix, I think it was. And I was like, God, this is boring. And yeah, we were both sleeping on the couch by like 5 o'clock.
You turned it on and it was like, I look over, it's not even 5 minutes into the movie. And I was explaining to you the premise of what's going on. And you're like, You were out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, you know, this kind of sucks. So I put my head on the pillow and I was out. Woke up and went to bed. I think I woke up somewhere in there and went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
And then I went to bed.
Well, anytime, you know, the Monroes come over, you feel like you got hit by a truck the next day.
Yeah.
That damn truck keeps hitting me over and over. So
it's actually the train.
Train, truck. It's all the same.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Definitely, and well worth it.
Definitely worth it.
Well, and you know, the two bottles of champagne that we shared in the hot tub with Aperol.
Yeah, that probably didn't help anything.
Limoncello did not help.
We had a lot to drink on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Got to do that once in a while.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, I'm empty.
I'm empty.
Guess it's time to wrap up the show.
Clink, clink.
I'm out of whiskey. You're out of whatever that stuff is. It's not whiskey.
Yeah. So, apple.
Apple.
It's yummy.
All right. That is going to wrap it up, guys. Honestly, if you want to join us and meet us, it's a takeover. So just email me.
It's not a takeover. We're not going to do this again. But email if you want to go. We're not going to call it a takeover.
You know what we should do, though? We should reach out to the... Because there was a couple of other couples that were going to the original Midwest Menage a Trois takeover that ended up getting canceled. We should reach out to them and say, hey, here's our dates at least.
Yeah.
In case they want to go. Great White North couple's one of them. So
yep. It'd
be great to have those guys come.
I think they already had plans, though.
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember if they had a trip booked already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll reach out to them anyway. Okay. All right. That is going to wrap up this edition of Midwest Menage a Trois. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you'd like to reach out to us, we would absolutely love to hear from you. It's MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number 3, SOME at gmail.com. You can also find us on SLS under Lake S Couple or on Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois.
You're a dork.
That's going to wrap it up. We will see you guys next week with an all-new show.
Bye-bye.